Welcome to the Ellie Force for the podcast. Hey, hi to everyone from your show. This is how we got Howie for me. How you doing?
Always great to be here, Ellie.
We got Ellie for me here on this one, amazing. So Howie, we are gonna be talking about the Bucks big win. And we're gonna be breaking down some players in passing for the divisional round preview. The Bucks won 31-15 by 16 points. Two interceptions for the Bucks. We won't stop the Bucks. They're gonna lose. We're only up by 16. So Howie, what are your thoughts on the game? After the game is Mike Evans, 117 yards. Who is your player of the game?
I agree with you, player of the game. I have to say the play of the game, Mike Edwards.
He was wearing Jordans. He was
that
not wearing Saints.
Tapping interception to close
they were
out.
They're going
to
go down for
the
a touchdown.
Second half. What was that?
They were going to go for a touchdown. They were going to score a touchdown.
Yeah. And just a great, great way to punctuate a wonderful first half where we scored 17 points. What can I say? The Bucks destroyed.
Yeah. I agree with that. We destroyed. The score might not seem that three scores. But we really dominated that. We really did. So first, on the divisional matchup, starting with the AFC, it is Buffalo Bills, Tennessee Titans, my second best matchup of the week. Then we got Chiefs Bengals. That's a good matchup. Dover versus Magic Mahomes. Let's go to the NFC versus 49ers. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. And then we are going tonight in Rams Cardinals, and they are gonna decide who plays the Buccaneers in Tampa. Have we? How do you feel about the Chiefs in general? Only one seeding upset. Cowboys. Do you think that's running is a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, I don't think while you're running the ball, there's so little time left, no timeout. You've got to get that ball to the sideline, or you just gotta try and chuck it to the end zone and hope they can score. They would have had two chances to score from there. Bad judgment by Dak Prescott. He's a really good player, Dak Prescott. But the Cowboys just find a way to fail in the offseason, in the postseason.
Yeah, they got the snap off, but when they spike it, that's the
golf
time.
Now, I think the playoffs are actually a lot more interesting with San Francisco than Dallas.
Yeah.
San Francisco is just a loser offense right now. Debo Samuel, we're going to talk about him in a little bit, but wow.
So, yeah. So, we're going to go to our match of the week. Ellie Forum Source Podcast Breakdown. Howie? Break down Debo Samuel, and I'll break down Devontae Adams. Like, how do you think he's going to crush the defense? Do you think he's going to crush the defense?
Here's the issue with Debo Samuel, right, is that because of his, not only his speed, but his ability to find holes, right, both in the running game and in the passing game, you got to play him tight. You can't give him off the line of scrimmage. That creates a problem because you bring your safety forward, bring your corner forward. Now you've got George Kittle going across the middle of the field. He's going to be guarded by only a linebacker. He can take any linebacker one-on-one.
Yeah.
George Kittle is a lot like Gronkowski when you think of that. His ability to receive. So I just have yet to see a defense to figure out how to pass the
Yeah. So let's just talk about Howie, I'm gonna break down Devontae Adams. How will the 49ers defense be able to take him? I don't really think they'll be able to. Teddy's just too strong, too fast. If Aaron Rodgers throws it to him, you know it's a mismatch with every corner taking him. I think he is a top three wide receiver in the NFL. Howie, do you agree with me on that?
I agree with you. It's just going to come down to this, right? If the 49ers can double team him, you're not going to prevent him from getting catches, but maybe you can prevent him from getting the big catches, right?
Yeah.
The catch. Or if you put someone, you know, on the, let's say, tight coverage and a little looser coverage, you know you're not going to get to the end zone. But
yeah,
he's going to get his catch.
If
Green Bay is able to figure out a way to force him to cover him one-on-one without safety deep coverage, he'll eat them alive.
Yeah,
that's,
I think that's true.
Howie,
do you think the Bucks are
going to
play against the Rams?
I would prefer to be Bucks Cardinals.
Yeah.
I don't like this Rams team. I don't like Cooper Kupp. I don't like what he can do. I don't like that Matthew Stafford is probably only going to have one shot this year. I don't like Jalen Ramsey. I don't like OBJ. I'm happy for Arizona to take care of business. But I think the Rams,
yeah,
then it's just going to come down to what can Brady do, right?
What can Brady do, yeah. Do you think the Rams defense is a very good defense? You got Von Miller, Taylor Rapp. You got Sheldon Green's day. Three of the best defenders in the league. Howie, who do you think the top three defenders on the Rams are?
Well, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald. I don't know who the third would be. They're so
talented. Taylor Rapp. He's going to be known for his career because he was slapped in the face by Jalen Ramsey. That must hurt. But I just have to say one thing. Anchor. All rights reserved.